Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And you thought we were done. You thought, oh, he's going to do his typical three shows today, and then we're done for a while. Au contraire, mon frère, Sam Crowley with uno, dos, tres. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Cuatro is four. It's the fourth show on a fabulous TGIF, thank God I'm free, day here in the Everyday Saturday studios. I want to give a shout out to the guy that just had five creams and five sugars at McDonald's in his coffee. Want to give this dedication to you. I'm talking to you today, right now, on the Everyday Saturday podcast. And I got to give you some, feedback. I got to give you the gift of feedback, Joe. Let's call you Joe, since you put five sugars. Five sugars. You know, I was in Dunkin'. It's no secret I'm a fan of Dunkin' coffee. Went to McDonald's, say, change it up a little bit. Just got the cream. Got no pumpkin swirl, nothing like that. And when I was in Dunkin' Donuts, I don't know, a few days ago, somebody had gotten right before me, they put sugar with their pumpkin spice. I'm like, the pumpkin spice is already sugary enough. I mean, good Lord. I said, hey, somebody actually put sugar in that coffee? After they left, I wasn't talking, they could hear me. And the lady, they all know me in there, which is kind of sad. Hey, what's up, Sam? Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Sue? Good, good. You? Yeah, great. She goes, actually, the most I've seen somebody is put 16 sugars in a coffee. 16 sugars in a coffee? Are you kidding me? Why? Why? 16? And that's including the pumpkin swirl liquid in there. I don't even know what that does to the body. I couldn't even imagine the crash that that person, and I'm sure it's not their only cup of coffee in the morning. I can't even imagine the crash that person feels later in the afternoon. And so, metaphorically speaking, we are all putting insane amounts of sugar in our business and our relationships and everything else, just sabotaging our own success. The human, I say this joke from stage a lot, but give me a little bit of space on this to set it up, okay? If you believe we're all miracles, okay, we're all born. Everybody's born. It's a miracle. Oh, I'm a miracle. Yeah. And I have a joke to get the audience participating as I say, hey, how many of you here were born? And of course, half the room raises their hand because the other half's asleep or they're just dazed. They're afraid to participate. Everybody's afraid to raise their hand. You might call on me. It never changes. Since sixth grade, you know, science class till, you know, we're 46 years old and we don't want to be called on by the teacher. But I go, hey, you believe your miracle? Woohoo! How many here were born? Half the room. Okay, babe, about half the room here was born. You know, oh, but then think about that. We sabotage. We should all be excited. Be excited that we're born. We're alive. We get to do whatever you want to do today. You broke up your, if you're listening to this podcast, you're free. That in and of itself is an amazing it's just amazing, man. It's amazing testament. We're free. You can do whatever you want to do today. Most people choose to do the wrong thing, to sabotage their success with their weight, with their exercise, with their fitness, with their business and their relationships, just injecting all of that sugar. The coffee is fine. Maybe put a little bit of cream in there. 16. I'll even give you one sugar. As much as I hate that white stuff, I gave it up in 2009. Haven't touched it since. Haven't touched white bread since. Don't eat white pasta. Those three things right there had the biggest impact on my health, along with exercise. But hell, even if you only got out and walked every day and didn't put those three things in your body, white bread, pasta, and sugar, you'd be miles ahead in your fitness. And I'm not here, I'm not even one, like I don't go to dinner and guilt people into what, you want to have pizza and wings? Fire it out there, man. Just get to the gym. That's all I would say to that. Offset that. You know, go have fun. Enjoy. Food is great. There's some amazing chefs out there. Yes, even the one that invented pizza. Even the ones that make those for a living are great people. I'm not saying don't give business to your local pizzeria or eat some wings, but good Lord, if you're going to do that, then go get to the gym. But this person had put 16 sugars in a perfectly good cup of coffee. He got the same size I did, a large, what's that, 20 ounces, 16 ounces, something like that at McDonald's. I'm like, wow, he's got no shot. He's going to be miserable today, tomorrow. He just will be. He's going to be dead at the age of 60, and everyone's going to go to his funeral and be like, oh, he's a good guy. Bill was a good guy, man. Oh, I don't know how this happened. Well, he's been putting 16 sugars in his. If I was there, I'd be like, well, you know, Bill was a good guy. He was a good guy. See, if I gave Bill's eulogy, I'd get up in front of everybody at the church. I'd be very respectful, okay? We lost a good man today. We lost Bill. Let me tell you about Bill. Bill's a great family guy, a hard worker, went to work every single morning, provided for his family. But you know what? Bill's a bit selfish. And I got to let you guys in on a little secret here. Maybe a lot of you don't know this about Bill. Prior to going to that job every day, he'd stop at Dunkin' Donuts on Loveland Madera Road here in Loveland. And he would get a 20-ounce coffee with 16 sugars in it. Oh, they gasped. Bill's lying right there in front of me in the coffin as I deliver the eulogy. I said, look, I am not here to kick a man when he's down or when he's dead. One of the two. I guess he's both right now. What I am here to do, I'm here to challenge you to not end up like Bill, okay? There's no need to put 16 sugars in your coffee. Bill, RIP, buddy, okay? No hard feelings, okay? I just think it was a bit selfish leaving your loved ones behind. Look at all these people here, Bill. Filled an entire church mourning your loss, all because you couldn't contain yourself on sugar. Now, I bet if Bill could speak right now, he would tell everybody here, take care of yourself. You only get one body. You only get one life. And I'm sure Bill would also like me to speak metaphorically about sugar in your business, putting it where it doesn't need to be into your relationships. Sugar in this context being something that ruins a great relationship. What are you doing? What's your sugar? Bill wanted me to talk about this today in the eulogy. What is your sugar that is sabotaging your business right now? Maybe you need to be out there creating content. By the way, everybody in the church right now, I need you to go to edislive.com. Take advantage of the new six easy payments to join the Everyday Saturday Academy. Let's celebrate Bill's life. Whoop, there's my cell phone ringing. Sorry about that. Haven't had that happen during a eulogy before. Let me put that on off. Here we go. Back to the eulogy. Bill wanted me to let everybody know to go to edislive.com. Make sure you get inside the Everyday Saturday Academy. And let's celebrate Bill and everybody in here to your healthy business, healthy relationships, and the ability to make Everyday Saturday. Bill's up in big Saturday land now, and he checked out just a little bit too soon. Don't worry, we're all going to get there. You know, everybody wants to get to where Bill's at right now, but nobody wants to die to get there. Isn't that funny? However, what I need you to understand right now is you're polluting your businesses. You're polluting your relationships. Stop doing that. Whatever your sugar is right now, stop it. Stop it. Life tastes perfect, okay? From the minute we wake up, God designed it this way, to the minute we put our head down, we are a perfect miracle. We do a good job of trying to screw all that up by polluting that drink, but don't do that. Embrace it, enjoy it, live it, and drink it up. Bill would have wanted that. So on behalf of Bill, myself, and everybody inside the Everyday Saturday community, my name's Sam Crowley. I want to wish everybody in the congregation the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.